Meanwhile, as his first year as the offensive coordinator of the Red Blacks, formerly with the Argos, and of course, a longtime quarterback of the Edmonton Eskimos, a good friend of the show, Jason Moss, joins us now. Jason, how are you, man?
I'm doing fine, Jason. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I appreciate you coming on. I remember we spoke to you a few years ago, and there were some OC vacancies, and you were very honest and candid and said, you know what, I don't think I'm ready yet to be an offensive coordinator. I want to get a little bit more experience. Obviously, you felt like you were ready now. What did you learn in the last few years that got you to the point where you felt comfortable and confident that you would be a good OC?
I just felt, just learning under Scott and Marcus for a couple more years, understanding how to prepare for coordinating, the duties that come along with it, the responsibilities that come along with it. It's not simply just about going out and calling plays, but it's, you know, organizing things. It's organizing meetings, doing well in meetings, coming up with game plans. There's a much more responsibility that goes along with it. So at that point, a couple of years ago, I didn't feel like I was quite to the point I wanted to be. But after the last couple of years of sitting back and watching it and taking notes and all that, I feel like I was prepared. And then when Rick went ahead and called me this year, I knew when I said yes to the interview, I knew I was ready at that point.
That's interesting, Jason. You know, you mentioned a couple of things. Obviously, you know how to play the game. In these last couple of years, is it incorporating not only the play-by-play and understanding your strengths and the other team's weaknesses, but that big picture, generally how you want to attack? Is it sort of the whole enchilada in the position you're in now?
Yeah, I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, you have your ideas of what you like, what you understand about the game, what you feel like you can accomplish as an offense against a defense. You know, you're always trying to exploit weaknesses or play to your strengths. But it's also about teaching it. I mean, that's at the end of the day, it's coordinating and being the guy who leads the offense, one of the guys who leads the offense. It's about kind of implementing your plan to your guys and understanding all the little nuances. When a defense takes away one thing, what do you go to? And those are the little things that you learn as you go. And, after a few years of doing it with Scott, understanding how they think and understanding our offense and understanding what the strengths and weaknesses of it, you know, I felt like I needed my time to sit back and do it and to listen and learn. And then now I felt like I was to the point where I better, you know, try it. And if I'm not good at it, then I'll move on with my life. But, you know, I feel like if I'm going to give myself the best opportunity by, you know, being more prepared.
You've only had a few games, Jason, but what have you liked most about it that maybe surprised you about being an OC?
Well, the games obviously are the funnest. To be quite honest with you, just calling the games and being involved with that is a lot more like playing quarterback, I guess, when you're a coordinator calling the plays. But I love the grind. I do love that part of it. I love getting in early. I love, you know, talking strategy with the coaches, watching plays. I like developing the plays with the players, talking through them, watching them practice them. And then ultimately the best satisfaction I've gotten as a coordinator is trying to implement the plays, the game plans, and watching them execute it, you know. And then trying to figure out when you do something wrong, how to correct it. I mean, I enjoy that whole process of it. And, that's why I love my job and I love.
Jason Moss from the Ottawa Red Blacks joins us, offensive coordinator. How closely does Rick work with you in the games? Does he have say, or do you pretty much have carte blanche to call what you want during the games?
He asks me at times what I'm thinking and what I'm going with, and he'll also tell me kind of where we are situationally on the field, ask me what I'm doing, but he gives me carte blanche pretty much, and then we discuss as the game gets tighter or the game gets, you know, like I said, last week with the game getting out of hand, he was, you know, very good about just saying to stick to your plan, to stick to your plan. But, you know, definitely in situations, you know, towards the end of the game and when you're, you know, backed up or something like that, it's kind of like what we're going to do as a team more than just what you're going to do as an offense.
The other thing, Jason, that seems obvious to me is you've got to be quick on your feet and able to change. And the thing with the Red Blacks this year, you've played too much from behind this season. Of course, you got way behind in this one. That completely changes the way you've got to approach the game. So how important is it to be able to go to a plan B that got you, some comeback victories before the Eskimos ran away with this one?
Yeah, I mean, the first two games, we didn't start out great. We had a couple of good first drives and then just didn't come away with points and then kind of slowed our way into the game. And then luckily our defense and special teams held it together long enough for us to kind of get ourselves on track. You know, it's hard. You come up with a plan all week and you want to stick with it and you see plays being made or you see things being there and we're just not quite executing it to the point. It is important to try to switch it up if a team's completely changed exactly what you feel like they're doing. But when a team's doing it how you expected them to and you're just not executing, it's kind of like you go keep grinding and keep grinding. And at some point, you know, between special teams, defense, and offense, you'll get it together and start rolling. And just so happens we ran up against a great team that was playing at an extremely high level, and we just weren't matching it last week. And, you know, you get to a point where in the second quarter you're down 29-0. It's kind of hard to get to some of the play calls on your sheet when that ends up happening.
All right. Do you like to script kind of your first 10 plays and have it regardless, okay, this is what we're going to do? Or is that open to change as the game goes?
I think you always have to. I mean, I've been taught, you know, pretty well with the script. I've seen it done a few different ways, but the script is definitely something I like to at least envision going into a game and having it on paper so that, you know, your thoughts are there. You've kind of ran through the game, you know, with those thoughts. But again, I mean, as the game goes, you know, if you're in a certain situation or something's worked already or a down and distance dictates or a position on the field dictates that you're already there compared to what you thought you might. Maybe you're there quicker than you thought. You have to change it up a little bit. But certainly, you know, scripting some plays early in the game, I feel like is the right way to go. But again, I mean, it is a feel. The game entirely is feel. You just got to, you know, have your thoughts on paper to me, situational, depending on what the defense is doing and what you see going into a game. But at the end of the day, it all comes down to how you feel about how the game's going and what your gut's telling you at times to go with what.
Jason, sometimes as a quarterback, you know, you'll have a receiver or whoever say, I can beat this guy all day long. He wants the ball. The matchup is favorable for whatever reason, speed, experience, guys having a bad game. Do you hear that kind of thing as the OC, and do you react to it, or do you step back and have a look for yourself and then maybe change things up?
I've always felt like going into a game, you got to have plays for everybody and you got to spread the ball around. I mean, I feel like when your offense is doing that, it's hard to defend it. No question. I mean, going into games, you're going to try to exploit a defense's weakness if you think they have one and play to some of your guys' strengths. Every receiver thinks he's open on every play. So you kind of throw that out the window when they start telling you that stuff. But if I'm seeing it a certain way and the other coaches are telling me it, and then I hear it from the quarterbacks on the sidelines, I take more stock in that rather than listen to a receiver. But, you know, there is some merit in some guys when they do say they are open. So I think it's more, you know, going into a game, you have your plays you're going to, and you feel like if a guy's hot, you feed him a little bit. Or if you feel like a guy needs a play, you know, you need to go to another guy, you at least have a play that you can get to that you feel good about giving him a chance.
Jason Moss joins us, offensive coordinator of the Ottawa Red Blacks. Eskimos take on the Red Blacks 5 o'clock on Friday night, Edmonton time. Henry Burris, a guy you know very well, competed against him for a long time. Jason, does that make it a little easier for you, first-year OC, having such a veteran quarterback that I'm guessing the discussions you have with him would be a lot different than what you would have with the second- or first-year quarterback?
Absolutely. I mean, he's seen it all. He's done it all. You're really now just trying to find out what he's comfortable with, how he sees the game. He has such good command of the huddle and of being a leader and implementing things. You know, he's really good at three-minute situation and understanding how to get the ball out of it. You know, he's just good about situations and understanding things. So, yes, it's a joy to have a veteran guy doing that. But I enjoy working with the young guys, too, trying to get them up to speed and understand the offense as well. But no question, Henry's greatest asset right now is his experience and understanding, and he's just going to get better the more time he gets involved in our offense.
Jason, with a veteran like Glenn, I'm wondering, you are the OC. He's been around forever. You know, he's a bit of a gunslinger. His balls go into the wrong hands. What do you say? Because you know how that feels. You don't want to take that edge away from him, but is there anything, discussions that need to be had between the two of you from time to time, given the kind of quarterback he is?
Yeah, I mean, we've had discussions this year. He's thrown, the picks he's thrown, I mean, one of them was tipped. The other one last week was just a poor decision throwing it away. I mean, and he understands that. What do? Go up to him, smack him in the head, and tell him not to do that? He knows not to do those things. It's just, again, how the game is played at sometimes. There's other interceptions where the type of ball he throws, or if he didn't see something, he saw something incorrectly, that's when we talk about and discuss and correct. Another interception he threw this year, I seen what he's seen on the sidelines, and he still made a poor decision. I just told him, hey, we talked about at the beginning of the year using your feet a little bit and not making those kind of things. So I know how to. I feel like that's one of your strengths as a coordinator. When you're a coordinator and you've been a quarterback coach, you know how to, or quarterback, you know how to talk to quarterbacks and how to talk to the players, but more importantly, how to converse with him. So, yeah, I mean, I have a different kind of communication with Henry than I do anybody else. But again, there's times when I'll rip him, but other times, not all the time after a pick or anything like that. It's just more, you know, making sure he's running the offense how it should be ran.
You were very fiery as a player, Jay. Are you? I don't think that goes away, but do you have to temper it more as a coach?
Yes and no. I mean, I think you do to a degree. I mean, if you watch me coach, I mean, I'm not a guy that gets on your ass a little bit about things. I let it stew a little bit, and then when I need to be set off, I'm first one to say it. I can say, you know, I have no problems talking to anybody or saying anything when things aren't going right. But I'm not the kind of guy that gets in everyone's face and constantly berates them and does anything like that. When I was emotional, I was more pissed at myself. So if I make a poor call, I'm obviously not sitting there throwing a water bottle down and really pissed at myself at that point. I've got to keep my composure. But do I get mad when I see a play not ran properly? Absolutely. But there's a way of controlling it and a way of talking to the players to make them understand what you want. But I mean, I can definitely get on a guy, no problem. I have no issues with that, but I've definitely tempered how I react to things a little bit differently than I would as a player.
It's very early in your career as an OC, and you know what, it's week four for you, and you know, you're in a back-to-back situation already, and I don't know if you've had enough time now to really get into the kind of the game within the game where the OC looks and says, okay, I kind of think I know what the other defensive coordinator is going to call. And now that you're taking on Jones's defense again, do you have a better feel? Can you, you know, is there that anticipation at times thinking of, I think in this situation, this is what he's going to call?
Well, that's kind of how you try to go to every game. But Jones, the reason he's been so successful in the league is because you never know what he's going to do or think. So I think that he's done such a great job at doing that. And he also just has great players that play for him. And, you know, he's always, you know, he's hard to defend or hard to go against. I mean, I know Scott and Marcus would say the same thing. I mean, he's just difficult to coach against because you just don't know quite what you're going to get. You know, you're going to get a lot of different things. But you never know exactly when he's going to call it. And you got to be prepared for all of it on every play. So, you know, you might look at one play on film and see it three or four times, and all of a sudden, man, that's not even close to being there. And you see it the next play, it's not there either. So now you throw that out the window. And so it's hard to get into his mind and think how he's going to think. So then you just have to call plays that you feel like your quarterback's good at executing and have the time to get through his progression in order to defeat them, and that's easier said than done.
Jason, you had the short week coming in, and we saw what happened here. Now, when you go through the film, what strikes you most, that you might have to change up some things that you're running at the Eskimos, or that you need to do what you do better than you did it last time?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a little bit of both. I think, you know, obviously we can hopefully play better and be more competitive than what we were. I feel that we can do that. Just make physical plays that were there. That, you know, we either, you know, don't get Henry to step up in the pocket because the guy runs by him. You know, finish a progression a little bit better. You know, make a more accurate throw, make a catch here, a better block there. You know, you feel like physically there's plays to be made in that game. But at the end of the day, I mean, do we know if Jones is going to change his whole scheme up? I don't know. I mean, you know, that's to wonder about. So I feel like you still got to do what you do well and feel good about your plan and, you know, hopefully your quarterback gets time to go through his progression. And if, when you run the ball, you hope the guys can block him. I mean, that's, like I said, it's easier said than done. They've got great physical players. And when things are there, though, you got to hit them. And that's the end of the day. If you win a game, that's what ends up happening anyways.
Jason, always good to catch up with you. Happy to see you in the OC chair. And we won't be surprised if we see you as a head coach sometime down the road in the CFL. Always good to talk to you.
I appreciate it, Jason. Thank you very much.